PET CT is potentially appropriate for response evaluation. There is growing evidence that PET permits reliable response assessment after 1 to 3 cycles of chemotherapy in locally advanced and/or metastatic disease. There is an evolving role for PET FDG in the management of breast cancer. PET CT is inappropriate for restaging endotherapy. No data are available to support the use of PET in the restaging of breast cancer. PET CT is potentially appropriate for restaging confirmed reoccurrence. Due to the high sensitivity for distant metastases, particularly nodal and skeletal metastases, PET is helpful in establishing the extent of recurrent disease. PET CT is potentially appropriate for detection of suspected reoccurrence. A case of left breast cancer post-mastectomy. A local reoccurrence in the left chest wall was detected on axial PET and fused PET CT images as hypermetabolic lesion. Corresponding with CT images was unremarkable. Another case where PET detected distant reoccurrence. PET CT detected recurrent metastatic lesions in both adrenal glands, as shown on MEEP PET. Those lesions were hardly seen by CT, but detected on fused images as focal hypermetabolic lesions in both adrenals. Histopathology confirmed PET CT findings. However, prospective trials that address the issues of PET impact management changes, outcome, and cost efficiency are lacking. PET CT is inappropriate for routine follow-up. No sufficient data are available. PET CT is possibly appropriate for radiotherapy planning. Although only limited data are available, a rationale exists supporting the use of PET to define radiation fields for metastatic lesions.